Yes, Tom, so shut tough show on base. July 20th, 1982.
רק ממעלה. משרוב ההגולס, מתוקפו הצורס, ונשמעתו ההוגולס, חושו שמו יובל ומתיז מאיס הקורס, שמו תיר ואישו, מלמי נדוסו, שישי יום, ויחקים דמתם, ובשביל שמו תיר דמתם, ומסורו נתרינו אישי. In other words, because we did not all, so which only five mares are me. In other words, if it is the mare of the Makose, white red, or the mare of the crocus leaves, plant, earthy water, I mean the Mishneh, the Akutes, or black as ink, or diluted wine. 5 miles. Damakose, Kalkum, Mili Adomo, Yarinamozu, and Shochet Yo. These 5 miles. But suppose it has a very stage, but it's very faintly red. It's not the red of diluted wine, or the red of crocus plant, or the red of Damakose. So, it has a blackish tinge, it's not black as a raven or as pure. So then it's not among the rice. So he says the reason is why the Misaki, Rebbe was Misaki, these Alohes, Shemo Yobelu Mites Bisakos, Shemo Tire Ishebu Migoso, Shishonomi, Vihakel Damtea. So the Pashas Awashi is Mashma. That in other words, that the Shemotire Yishab Melidoso is explanatory of the clause Shemo Yobeyu Mite is Bisakores. Shemo Hoshi, Shemo Yobeyu Mite is Bisakores. What kind of it is? Shemotira Yishab Mimidoso, Shishiyomi Biyato Dantea, Ubishi Shemotira Dantam. In other words, it's explanatory. It's explanatory of the expression Shemotira Yishab Mimidoso. Daime, what is the Toyas in Zakores? Shemotira Yishab Mimidoso, Shishiyomi Biyato Dantea, Ubishi Shemotira Dantam. So the question is, so because of the possibility, Shemo Tire Dam Tome, Shemo Tire Shemi Dosa Shishiyomi, Viat Dam Tea, Uvishmi. So because of that, they will mitame komare damode. So how would that solve that problem? In other words, if we are afraid that women might not be knowledgeable and they might make a mistake, they will confuse one mare with another mare. In other words, they're not knowledgeable in identifying colors. So maybe there is a possibility. There is a possibility that a woman, let's say, will see a faint red for 6 days. Let's say, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. She 6 days. It will be a maratoya actually, but you think that it's a marathon, and then, so the seventh day and Shabbos will really be Damakos, but she will not know. She'll think that the Nidu started on Sunday, so Mitzvah Shabbos, she'll go to Tfilah, when you're in Sakores. That's the problem. So because of that, Hechmiro Itamir Komar Adamonim. So how would that solve the problem? It will not solve the problem. We do not solve the problem. Because so she'll have to count even when she sees down that is just a reddish image, not real red, not like Yai Mozuk, not like Lina Adon, not like Damakos. But she'll still be Yashmi Sakores. She'll still be Yashmi Sakores. So that's the difficulty. So because of that, now look in the Krishna. The Krishna says, I am Yosef, Ostes Zayin. I am Yosef, Shekosa, Dibu Rabbeinu Kimuvot, Veinivot, Shachmuzeh, Shekinu Kodam, Vyotu Yuchsho Shetu, El Bamae Sheyitzchuk Olei Shezayin Ki. We became saved. In other words, the women became saved as a result of the takone that no matter when she sees that and how many times she sees that, so she has to count Zayiki. So then she was, as a result of the takone, she was able to stand on same grounds, but not as a result of the takone that every reddish deed should be mitame. They didn't establish safe grounds for her. On the contrary, that by itself might be a complicated situation. Because if there was a possibility that while the halacha was only bright red, yet the counts on this. But if faint red not, still it was possible. Because many women are a little colorblind. I mean, not exactly colorblind, but they're not so knowledgeable in identifying colors, like some of the Chavo wants the Chachomim or Misakim, that any reddish tinge is coming. So she'll certainly be disposed towards the notion that any reddish tinge means she's in the middle of the Raize. They're not such a Lamdonye Sanu to know this is only Rabono. Anyway, it certainly did not establish safe grounds for her, that according. So that's why the Rabbi Yosef says, the Rabbeinu kemuvoki. So then he says, El mameh shukri shalibazeh shekivu kol dam v'yotzo mikhsho shezu El mameh sheitzri choli shekzayim ki v'chim kosakotim v'rosh v'hem ula nizgayti lahagia bo v'shemo tire v'mokei shemo tire. In other words, he just puts in an extra word. An extra word. In other words, what does the text read here? Mishaboba Hakoyes, we talk for Atsores, we dismat to our forbids, Hoshishu Shemotir, it is Visakores, Shemotir, it should be also. So there is no word. If we are not there is a word, so the expression Shemotir, it should be also Shishiyomi is explanatory of the expression Shemu Yobeinu Litis Bisakores. What kind of Torahs? The Haide Shemotir. So he says, no, we have to put in the book. Choshu Shemu Yobeinu Litis Bisakores, Veishemo Tirei Yishomino. So there is an extra book. Veishemo Tirei. In other words, if we are not giving the book, so it's not two possibilities of mistake, two possible mistakes. Just one possible mistake. So then it doesn't make sense. So how does the takone that every tinge of red and black should be tome solve the problem, establish safe grounds for the women? There is still a possibility of mistake, even more. But there are the two mentions, two kinds of mistakes that a woman can make. One is Shemo Yobeinu Litis Bisakores, and another mistake, she will be mixed up in the colors. Shemo Tirisha Bibidosa Shishayomi, Viyahakir Damtea, Uvishvi Shemo Tire Damtea. So let's see how he says, the Krishna. So he says, when the mighty Lagia woke, Vishemotire, Bimokim, Shemotire, Utrech Shoshish Hoshish, Shemo Yachri to him, Gantomi, Gantoea, Vizesh Kosak Rabeu, Hoshu, Shemo Yobeu, Lutens, Beliser, Kores, Vigam Hoshu, Shemo Yachri to him, Gantomi, Gantoe. In other words, two possible mistakes. One mistake is Shemo Hoshu, the Hachomi Wachishish Rebbe, was Hishish, Shemo Tireish, no, Shemo Yobeu, Tays, these are cards. Because until Rebbe's first account, what was our offer? Only five flies, five cowards, not a revenge stage, not a revenge stage, five flies. So many a woman, when she had a kesset in Mare that was really analogous to diluted wine, but not being shown so alert to identify exactly the shade of red, it's not so easy to identify whether it's mamish red, like diluted wine, or it's a little less. I mean, you have to be very alert in identifying accurately. So Rebbe was saying, perhaps less. Many a woman, when she'll have a matter that is analogous, that objectively, like Ishmael is guided, it is analogous to the Yaimozuk. But you'll think, no, that's not Yaimozuk, that looks like orange. It's not really Yaimozuk. So, in other words, it's a little red, but it's not the real red. And objectively speaking, Prophet Ishmael is dying that it's real red. So then she'll go both way in the forest. That's one chosha that Rebbe had. Another chosha is in the other way. That many women, you see, some women, you know, having this position to talk schoolers, and some women who have more Yom Shamayim, some of the contrary, they make a mistake the other way. The other way, when they'll see, let's say, on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, for 6 days, they'll see just a reddish tinge. They'll assume, no, that's real red. And then, on Shabbos, it will be real red, but because of their chumras, so they'll be also in the kume. So again, they will be in the cards. They'll get behavior in the cards. Sometimes, machmasi chumre, you can come with the kume. With the kume. So it's two separate choshes. Choshes shall be operating with these cards, and they will mistake a real bed for just a reddish tinge. And they won't count. They won't count. And the other very shemo, tirei shavimei dosa shishiyomi, yate ganteya. So he says, when it's like the idea of shemo tirei dosa shishiyomi, we trick shoshis choshis shishiyomi yate dam tomi yam toi, we say shoshis rabbeinu choshis shemi yomi 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 ויסור השעת אותם ונראית חשש אותי שם that maybe she will see a real red and she'll assume that it's only faintly red and she will not be separated from the husband because actually she will be tiny cold mother that will solve that problem because of that mistake the problem that will arise because of that passing mistake and the chacha sheni החמירו שתקשיב זיין נקים, אך הקורי יעפו ומתיר אלו במחס. אף אדם, יו, אף אדם אלו במחס. So this is what he says. I think, I mean, you should have gone over this Yosef. That this Yosef means the same thing. Except that where is the precept? It puts in an extra ball. And this Yosef doesn't put in an extra ball. But what this Yosef means is that when the two says, Shemo Yomi Lutens Bisa Kores, Shemo Tire Yishe Bilem Yidoso, Chama tira e chama o mendigosa. Is, so the expression Shemotira Yishev Meidosa Shishayomim is not explanatory of the expression Shemoyobeyu, which is Bisakoras. But Choshishutuch Shoshas, Choshish Shemoyobeyu is Bisakoras, that's number one. Choshish Ale Shemoyobeyu is Bisakoras, Beis Shemotira Yishev Meidosa. So without putting in the extra verb, it means the same thing as if an extra verb had been put. Alright. Now we'll see what the task says. And the task, it's very strange. The whole book has the cliche, just puts in one little verb. I mean, one verb. Big verb, a little verb, a little bit. So, that's all. But the task changes around the whole order of the expressions. And the net result is the same. Right. Now let's first go over the Mechaber and the Ramor, and then the Taz and the Shach. Ishosh Yotzadam in Keo. Bein Beiles, Bein Birotze, Tmei. The Roshi of the Mechaber is also Ishosh Yotzadam in Keo. He doesn't say, sometimes in Keo could be a bleeding ulcer in the uterus. So the answer is the Bes Yosef Shiti is that the Tamako in the Moker itself is also in makes everything in. So that's why he says Ije Yotzadam in Keo. It's like Mishita Sagai. Ije Yotzadam in Keo. I don't know why the Rabbonim, the Poskim in America, today everybody is defensive. So they are not Chishish for the Shita of the Bes Yosef. And the past, I don't mean the Mish Paishinas, I mean the younger Poskim. So they are not Chishish. They're not chishish for the Shiva Srishenim that in Dam Mako in the Moker is in either you or in Issa Forest. Alright, but it's Mashma. Isha Shiyotu Dam in Keo, Ben Beiles, Ben Rotze, Meyo, Vehushe Targesh Bitsiyose. In other words, Midrais, he discusses it on Midrais 11. Vehushe Targesh Bitsiyose. In Miu Mishe Targesh Ben Sheneka Min Kemei, Vehyotso פני, אף על פי שהוא יוצא בחוץ, ואפילו אירוע עשור על טיפה סדם. נראו איזה כל ימי, אם נראו איזה אף על פי שהוא יוצא בחוץ, that means אף על פי שהוא יוצא בחוץ, even though he didn't come outside the group, but in order to become player, it must come out from the rocket, from the uterus. But even though it's retained in the vagina canal, it doesn't come outside the group, so it's fishing still in it. אבל מי שיוצא לחוץ, ואף אם הוא רואה עשרה לטיפ הסתם כחל, יש שישר עשרות זיים כי, כאשר נפוי המשפוט או מכמה נשים את קופסה לקרוא, והנחילו בין פנויו ונשואו לאיום ניסנית, כי כל הבוע על אני וחי חוץ. He mentioned this every verse. I mean, why does he have to mention it? I mean, that is so simple. I mean, why should anyone say such an absurdity? That the Issa Nito only applies to a married woman after a few years. I mean, that would be a most absurd thing. So the Teres Hashlomim explains it. Because there is a crisis. Rameya says, in the Maram Botevo Nito Mishipo, in the Sherodio Mikotsko, Om Botevo Te Meo Shiva Yomi, Ki Nishechriva Al Bailo Kishas Nisosa Mechupo, ואם כן בפניו שמשייך פעם זה הוא יתהי פני ישיבות because according to Rameya's explanation of the Din of Nito, in other words, the purpose of the Din of Nito is to eliminate boredom in the marital relationship, and that's exactly the reason as to why there is so much you know, so many divorces in America. So then you ask Kashi, so how come that there are so many divorces in the Orthodox circles? So there is an answer to that question too. Because the Sifah Hasidim says, Mina Ganyudim Afila Yisa Tidim Shebohem Ki Mina Gagoyim Shem Sichom Yeshi. So this Kavila Chossi said it in the 13th century. So how much more true is it today? So because of the fact that in the Gentile world, who don't observe Taras HaMishpochet, so there is so much border, so even the Hadlak Jews, who do observe Taras HaMishpochet, what they try to emulate, what will you do? So there is boredom in the Hadlak circles too, because they are influenced. But that is the reason that Rameya says, that as to why the Torah mentioned a Nisar of Nido. So from the point of view of this rationale, it should follow that the Nisar Nido applies only to married women, but not to Ikhnuya. So that's why the divorce says it doesn't make any difference. It's not only the divorce, it's not only the divorce, the Goyen mentions a demoring supers. A demoring supers. Ben Chiluk, the Gemara increases, and then Rishkel Gimel Miksubes Varanito. We got the Inus of the Fate. Inus of the Fate is reference to Ignuyo. So the Mishnah discusses Inus and Fate and Nido. Rabbi Chuyev Ben Akones or Rabbi Chuyev Ben Akones says that there is common Rabbi, the Rabbi will say there is no common Rabbi. So we see that the Chiluk Kores of Nido applies to Ignuyo. So why do we go in to mention the Mores? The answer is because one could say that from the point of view of the rationale that Rameya mentions, it shouldn't apply to Nido. So the answer is no, this is only typing. This is only typing. But the D is not based upon the time. That's the time in the general way. That's the reason as to why the Torah has it. But the Torah, because of this time, the Torah has it and applied it to everybody. Whether she's in Yisroel or she's in Oracle. Kikor Ador Anido Chalikot. Now let's see. Ishe Sheyot Shadam Mikeo. Bein Meines, Bein Derotze. What it means Meines? Bein Meines, because the expression Meines is a little strange. What does Meines mean? Involuntary. So, I mean, whenever a woman has menstrual flow, it's involuntary. Good. It's not optional with the woman. She gets menstrual flow because she gets. So what does it mean? Bein meines, bein derotzen. So, and what does it mean, derotzen? I mean, a woman can say, I want to get menstrual flow and then she'll get it. So he explains it. Beines means people shall be pizza. In other words, if as a result of a strain of exercise, she jumped a lot, so she got the menstrual flow. And the word saying means, not because of a certain strenuous exercise. Who is that? There's the priest. Choshishu shom yobeyu vitez disakores shemotire isho b'menidoso vei shemotire isho. Let's say we accept the change by the priest. Vei shemotire isho b'menidoso shishayomi v'yahak damteya u'vishvi shemotire damtome u'sfironitri v'roshmini u'tzriche oi tshivo yomi echmiro v'tame kom ardamodei u'chidishu yobeyu. So the question is, according to the priest's pshat, so why does the Torah mention show your veil with the toys being made in the zive? The only chosh in the thread ahead, was just that there shouldn't be a mistake of treating a damtoe as damtoe and vice versa. Damtoe as damtoe. Shishayot. That's the only Chosin of Rebbe. Rebbe Sakonia was not based. Rebbe Sakonia was not based upon the possibility that a woman might mistake a Menide for a Mezibah or vice versa. She would think it's a Mezibah and actually it's a Menide or vice versa. I mean, that is not mentioned. That's the kasha of the task. But we went over yesterday, Gimore Nafsamachor of Takonas Chavid the Soviets, inside. So we saw that there's a machlekes between kasha and tesis. Ratesis explains Takonas Chavid the Soviets, Machmas Tachshoshe, maybe she will treat Damtoi as Damtoi. That's like this chat. But Rashi doesn't mention that, and Rashi says, no, the Takonis Chavid HaSodes was based upon the Shoshe, maybe the woman will confuse the Nida with Nizile. So remember, we can explain the way that the Prisha says. We can explain the way he says, and the Bishyosef could also explain and mean the same thing. Except that Bishyosef understood Shemo without evolving in the same sense as with evolved. According to ordinary grammar, even if you don't say Veishemo, so it could still mean another Shoshe. In other words, we don't have punctuation marks in the two. But suppose you would write a comment after Shemo Yobeo Mizid is a corpse, comment. And Shemo Tira Yisha Benemidoso, especially if you write a semicolon after these accords, and then Shemo Tira Yisha Benemidoso. So it certainly means two separate churches. So this is what the Bishyosef means. Without. So, but then he has the kasha of the Taz. So why? Mandechar Shnei, Ben Benido, Ben Zivo? So, it's possible to explain the two in two ways. First of all, we can say that the two means both churches. In other words, because when he said Shemu Yobeyom Mitzit Bisakores Vei Shemu Tirishem Mingoso, so he mentioned it Aulibe the cases. When he mentions being in either you may see more, so he mentions it Aulibe the Rashi's. And then it's possible, I think the other shot is more. Fits more the context of the two, because Teitzes explains it on the basis of the Choshe. Maybe she will, Rashi explains Rabbi Sakone on the basis of the Choshe, maybe she will be mixed up between Menid and Mizid. And Teitzes explains Rabbi Sakone on the basis of the possibility less the woman will be mixed up between Damtoir and Damtomi. Damtoir and Damtomi. Why doesn't Tesis came after Rashi? So why did Tesis reject Rashi's chant? This is more likely. I mean, just from a Badisha point of view, I mean, it seems that the possibility of making a mistake of confusing the Menide and Mezibe is more likely than making a mistake between Damyorik and Damon. I mean, you have to be colorblind in order to make a mistake between Damyorik and Damon. But as far as the Mezibe, I mean, you have to be alert. I mean, you have to write down and keep accurate Cheshveyes. Otherwise, if you don't keep accurate Cheshveyes, so any woman is bound to make a mistake in the Menide Mezibe. She keeps on having the period all the time, every month, and then one mistake, so it will confuse the whole thing, the whole Chesh. So Rashi's pshat seems very reasonable. How is it the thesis who knew of Rashi's pshat rejected Rashi's pshat? The answer is, you see, the Takone by Rebbe was that if a woman sees down one day, so she has to count 6 clean days plus the day. If she sees 2 days in succession down, She has to count 6 screen days plus the 2 days. If she sees 3 days, if she sees 3 days in succession, so then she has to count 7 screen days. 7 screen days, not 6 days plus the 3 unclean days, but 7 clean days. 7 clean days. So, because of that, Pesach to the conclusion that Rebbe, as far as Rebbe was concerned, so Rebbe was not chishish, lest the woman will make a mistake between Yemenim and Yizim. He was only worried lest a woman will make a mistake in the halachas. Confused, I'm toil, but not, he wasn't chishish, lest she will make a mistake between Yemenim and Yizim. But then Rebbe, then Abzeir, when doing the sake, the people, if a woman sees them just once, even if she sees them just once, so just count time team. Why? Because Abzeir was chishish, over and above the chashes by Rebbe, maybe she will become confused as to Yemenim and Yizim. So you still ask, so if she sees one day, why should she have to count? Why should she have to count Zayin Kinyin? The answer is, there is a possibility a woman will see down on Sunday and on Monday, so she'll think that the dam was yellow. Then on Tuesday she will see the money manage. So if not for the takones, if not, so maybe when she has the shaykh, she won't even mention that he is down, that she saw him Sunday and Monday. She'll come to the Chochem and she'll tell him, she saw him on Tuesday, because she thought that he is down, she heard, on Sunday and Monday he was yelling. Why does she have to mention it to the Chochem? Dam Yomek is not Tome. So, but Tuesday she saw Dam Ode, so she'll ask the Chochem will tell her, prior to the Tome by Rabzeir, you saw Dam on Tuesday, so you have to count 60 kilim over and above the Tuesday day. But actually, it might have been Galile Kapishmaye, that the Dam on Sunday and on Monday were also Odeh, were analogous to Dam. To Dam Yain Mozuk, to Dam Yain Chozuk. So Melech, and she possibly might have been made mistaken, even though she was convinced that it wasn't the Minite, but she might have been confused, it wasn't the Minzide. So that's why Rav Zeira was misaken, that even if she sees one day now, it was Dam Kehar or in West, so she has to count Zaniki. So, in other words, so this is why Tesis, this is why Tesis rejected Rashi's Piyat, because Tesis, in order to explain what Hashoshi and Abzire, Rashi doesn't say what is Hashoshi, Rashi only explains what Hashoshi is Rebbe, but what Hashoshi is Abzire, Rashi doesn't explain. The Rambam discusses, the Rambam, the Raivet, the Hashoshi is by Abzire, but it seems that Tesis deduced from the necessity that the fact that Rav Zeira felt compelled to be misaki his takone over and above the takone of Rebbe Misodes, that the takone's Rebbe was based upon the shoshes of maybe that a woman will make a mistake in colors, will consider damtoy as damtome and vice versa, damtome as damtoy. But Rebbe was not chishish. Maybe a woman will confuse the Yemenid of Yemenid. Then, Rav Zeira was chishish for that. So now, that fits the Rosh of the two very well. Yochem Yisharov HaGoyes, Yitok Vatsoz, Yimismat Yalubodeis, Choshish Yoshem Ol Yabeyu Yitiz Misakoros. Shem Ol Tire Yishem Ol Yiboso. Shem Ol Yabeyu Yitiz Misakoros. Semikol. Another Shoshin, oh, here is very Shemo. Oh, he without the Shemo and the Yosef says. But it's another Shoshin. And Shemo, another Shoshin. Shemo, Tiri, Shemo, Yidosa, Shion. The Yahakot Abdeya, who is she, Shemo, Tiri, Tantome, who is the Yidre, who is she, 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 So far it's explanatory of the Dakone of Heb. Now he starts explaining the Dakone of Kabzele, which came years later. Uchidei Shaloyo Beinu Lite Militoes, Beinu Yemenidem Yemenzibe, Hoysim Chukach Achune. It fits the Kadoshin of the two. In other words, now he's already talking another Chune. It's a Chune on top of the Chune. Which is the first Chumre? The first Chumre, that's the Tzvei Sakone. And then the Tzvei Sakone, that's Chumre HaChumre. Ajomu, Shafiru Imu Yitiru Tikvan Chichal Yitiru Zayim Chik Zomkir. So the Doshin Yitiru is very simple, and we don't even have to add an extra verb, but it doesn't matter, we don't have to be an extra verb. The Mishyosef means the same thing in English, but the tags change in the Yosef. Choshishu Shemo Yoveyu Litois Litais Beisera Kores and the Yechmiru Itamei Komarode. Yechmiru Itamei Komarode. So he takes it out from the other line, you see. So Yechmiru Itamei Komarode. Vishemo Tire Damtome Vishemo Tire אישו במידוסו שישי יומר ביאק דמתיה ובשביעו שמתיר את דמתומי וסבירולית ולסבירולית וצריך הוי צ'יליון and then they החליחו איתם כמרות הם מספונים בפור he changes around the whole order of the expression alright so משם מתיר כאילו להגיד וזה דבור אופי מסודור מנטי שהרשעה שטוי במען האדומים החליחו איתם כמרות That's the first. Rakshin shchat uim machmaze shemotir eisho utzrich oil zayin yomim peyushinim oviyo dam tomei halei vom yomim uvenes abshikam mayrom meide mikom bokim tzrich shinim ikim dintire bohem yeh gam bohem asofi nishem adim achin adayin lovo aso dam tomei el utzor shinim avgob yomim shahakim ikim ufizeh utzrich oil vom ikim משמוכם זוך הקניקים וחירו לו מה שקוצת הרקח וכדי שאויו במיקי ומידו נזיבה נשם נזיבה ידרוע סדם טוב יקים יומי וצריך עוזה יום ניקים דווקא וזהו שסיר מעטור אותי שבו די ניקים רוצה לא יום יום ימודי כי זה לא יום מה שקרי או כל סב וצריך עוד די יום ירוצה רימה וציר ומאים בעבי האחר של אותו So I think it's a mean that without any collections So the Mishyosef I mean, the Mishyosef Pshat is the simplest, we don't even have to add the next level. But it means the same thing that the Christian means. And everything fits the washing of the top. But anyway, the tiles change, the expressions change around the order, it doesn't make it, there is no natural within it. So, he says, Upirish Diva Rabbeinu Kach, Digimu Choshes Yishka, Hoech Ol Bimar Dao, Sheyitu Litai, One Choshe by the words, maybe a woman will be exposed to Kule. And even if the mother dam is analogous, let's say, to Yai Mozu, she'll think it's only yellow. It's not. I'll go for it. Then, Then, Al kino yotzorich vod nikim veit chshad shetite biyomim veishim yomimite על כל חוך צריכו זי ריקי, זאת אומרת, צריך שושס. צריך שושס. One חשש is, maybe a woman will be tired and damn tomei. חשש number two, maybe for 6 days she'll see damtoi and she'll consider it as damtoi. And then only on the 7th day it will really be damtoi. But she'll start counting not from the 7th day. She'll start counting from the 1st day, from the 1st day. And the 3rd chashash is she might make a mistake. Be'in zibulini. So I'll go what's going to say again. Be'in access one chashash and so. So once we mention the 1st chashash and the 3rd chashash, we don't have to resolve to the middle chashash, the 2nd chashash. יש לימה, ומהם תיצר אח של שליטיס במידו יזירי, על כל הכוס הפשעה של יצוי, אם החמוס יצריך על כפונים בו מקים, ואם כן ישמו כמיטיס, ומקים במידו מקים במזימו, על כל חור, צריך על בכל מוקי, שימו מקים. In other words, that the Taz explains it as follows. Actually, if we shouldn't be chenshish, wrestling woman, we'll make a mistake in the easy. Because if the Chachom will be misakim, this sakone, that every woman has to count Zion Kim, so then every woman would be bound, would be required to keep a hedge, to write down, I mean, all her years. And once she writes down, so of course she won't have any mistake. If she will keep it in her mind, she will not write it down, then of course every person is bound to make a mistake in the course of the days. But if you write it down, keep a head, why should you make a mistake? Be sure you got the identification of the color accurately, all right? So some people are not so alert in identifying colors. But as far as meaning is there, so every person, if he keeps a head and he writes down, he will not make a mistake. He'll not make a mistake. But the reason is why the Chachamim or Chenshish maybe will make a mistake, because we did the Chachamim didn't trust the women in identifying the colors. So of course you can write down if you know exactly when you had the ears down. If you know exactly when you had the ears down. So, but if you don't know exactly when you had the Rias Damtone, some melee, so we divide it down. So the Hashemites themselves will be grounded in mistake. She'll lie down, she'll think that on Sunday it was yellow, and actually it was ugly. So she will not even lie down. It will not include the Hashemites. So as a result of this chashash and tzoi, that a woman might confuse one color with another color, so maybe another mistake is possible as a result. So that's why we have all the three. But if not for the chashash and tzoi, the chachon wouldn't even be chenshish. Maybe a woman will make a mistake. Why should she make a mistake? Then the woman would know that she has to mark down all the years. But once we are chenshish, maybe she'll confuse one color with the other. So what if there is a writing down? The written record itself is bounded, might be bounded when he says. This is what he says. I'll call for three of the homophobic ranking. Alright. Now, let's see the shaking. Min kegon min chsi bihi diuk soz min kegon mel. Long du chazal shon it meyo al vidam abo min amoshi. והוא שקר, היינו מדרייס, אבל מדרבון נתמי לו אף על פי שלא ירמיש, כי ניסה מלכים סימן קופצאי, וכמה דוחים. כחר, אני ספורש, כשאיזה אישה עובדה מטרפלט, רסטר חר, שהיא נת מיו, שהיא סמיו. Anyway, בוא אגיד פוחס, כן עם כוסה, הורגו, ושאפשר לדורי, והגוי שאפשר לדורי, וכי עם כוסה, אחרי עם מופושת. שיבה מכיר, היינו מדרבון, אבל מדרעי זה למצוא יחלי שאיב זיין כי אלו זו כדי אלו שכדי שמיטובי ומיטובי יחמירו חזר ויצריכו להיבו זיין כי ואין דקה זו לפוליפוש שאין לו בזה absolutely no Rizmanaze, Rikosa, Rikse, Terahti, Savisanaze. Yani, ki uvoki oni se čolo knjigu, koji ne anito anito, Rizmanaze, koji se dobro ne znači. Now, the shah is the cancer here, because the reason is why at the end he asks, the Tehmei Shah, the result, Gufei Kosa, Vissinen Kufites, because in this other result that he cites, so the Lubuj mentions the Rambam's Shite in the Cheshvi of the Nidei Mizik. So then at the end he says that the Lubuj in another Sime mentions an example that is that accords with Rambam Shite, not Rambam Shite. All right. Vim kol zeh v'deir ha'adimim kosmo v'kibu chazar aloch v'mish v'simah she yudale kei achazayim v'nide v'im roa asho v'yitzah yudale kei nikri zot v'hakir chizeres nikor esni v'chem v'im bom zayim v'nide v'hatos elim v'zim yimei anide v'yitzah anide anide v'chem yimei azimis v'chem v'im bom kol yimer v'kol zeh midin teo ad kan v'shem. So, Hushite is a Rambam's, Rizelda is a Rambam. So, the Lubush, in one Siman, he adapted the Rambam Shite. Abel for the sequel of Kolapovsky, he means against the Rambam. The Iskimu, Shemisho, Shemisho, Nasim, Shemisho, Shemisho, because it's not of practical significance, because it's mostly theoretical, not of practical significance. Sometimes it has practical significance, now is what I say. But usually it's not of any, there is no marketing there, because today every woman is considered his other day, even if she has every day, just for one day. But marketing is regarding the Kriya specimen. Because a woman cannot be kidnapped, she doesn't in the humane Sive, so no one can know what is in the so there was not to mean even today. Even today. So that's why he says, the Chayim does a right to the Shokoski, the Kamen Simon, the test that the Misha Kibas, best of the Mini, Yosa Mini is the worst. So in other words, according to the Rambam, so the Mini Sive is only those Yudalef Yehim that follow immediately the actual news, not the Yudalef Yehim that follow immediately or come the possible news. Masha'im came according to the Rambam, so it's an undaunted Chelchim 7-11. So in other words, so initial kivas for this and Mezib also doesn't mean that the Mezibus that the Yudalef Yehim that follow immediately upon the actual news, but the Yudalef Yehim that follow immediately upon the possible news, even though in CS she didn't become a leader. As long as there was possible that she should have, that she could have become a leader. So the Yudalef Yehim that follow immediately upon the 7 days, that possibly could have been the main news. So she's not to have a message. So then what says? Retain it. Shall have a zone. Okay. So you listen Dr. Zoll, the Dr. Shigesaran Baba, and here Dr. Zoll, who played, because of the symmetry pretends, if I'm afraid, you will see the gates up, can you show us of the Shredesh, we go us of the Svog Bay, she is in many beyond the Shavuot in Zile. In other words, to mention an example of the Yudala Flame that follow actual news, not Yomi Mogwili news. That's not in the comments of the Rambam Shite. In the comments of the Rambam Shite, it doesn't have to be that case. The Yudala Flame that follow immediately upon the actual news, but Yudala Flame that follow immediately the Yomi that could have become actual news. So what Shach is saying, that the Rebush is saying something, in one Siman, he seems to adapt the Shkes Rambam, and the other Siman, he seems to adapt the Shkes Rambam, yes?
Why don't we say that the Rebush is referring to the first mention of the Siman?
Yeah, okay, in Echlami. So, that's a good point, but the Chavizdah says that there is a certain omission. You will look in the Chavizdah. So the Chavizdah says, here, oh, Bishach Sivkot Ndalek, Yeish Toi Sefer, Vichim Tzor Choyma, Vizel Vishen Ater Ezo, Vyudalek Yomim Shevinito Nenito, Vichotzo Vyroasa Bitesmo, Vyroasa Bitesheyesh, ומדי קשח, וזה מוכר ומסביר לי כרמב״ם ורמב״ם אין חיוב בין רועס או לא רועס כי לא מיד את כל אקספרשן כאן ברוביש so, וחש ביום לא נזיק of course, the rest of the Mishoria that's the base without the Mishoria you don't start anything but once you have the Mishoria so you don't need any more yes רועס או לא רועס או it's an anecdote that חש מקורית לרמב״ם why does the Rebush say the Yidal Joshua Yidal Yidal the Chos of the Rasa of this world the Lord of Rasa of the Shredesh in other words so he wants to mention an example of Yidzibe of Yidal Yidal that follow immediately upon actual news encounters to Yidal Yidal that do not follow immediately upon actual news but that follow immediately upon the Yomim Ahuim leaves. Right. So this is now, this Chavizdas, I refer to it, to that Chavizdas, several times. Because there are so many Gemaras, contrary to the Shinas Rambam. In other words, the Rambam Shita is the Shita of all the Shita. All the shame. And that is that it is true that there has to be an initial here. And that serves as the base for the cycles of immediacy. But if there is if a woman has an initial here, so then the first 7 days are immediate. Then the next 11 days are immediate. And then the next 7 days are immediate. So, if a woman will not sit down in the Yemizive for a long time, then a culture of Bantu is not the old fashion. Let's say a woman has an initial year, and everything is normal with her. So then, with even a culture of Bantu, we can start counting an uninterrupted fashion of 7 or 7. But, Bam says, suppose a woman had an initial year, let's say, and the person is and then she had a year, on the 16th, and the 17th, and the 18th of Nisan. So she came to the day where he didn't see the 18th of Nisan, the last day of the Yidalke. So there, the 19th of Nisan does not mark the beginning of the cycle of the day, because she begins on Mele, so she has to start counting Zayin Kinyan. So Mele, the commencement of this cycle of Yemide is suspended until she finishes counting Zayin Kinyan. And suppose she starts counting the 19th Zayin Kinyan, and she doesn't see any now from the 19th till the 25th. So then, on the 26th, she's able, so the Yibinideh begins again. Suppose on the 25th, which is the seventh day of the Zion King, she sees down, he sees on the Freya. So again it's suspended until she was successful in counting Zion King. That's the Shikas, that's the Shikas of Rambam. Well, as I call it Rambam, it's not a lot of Cheshire. She sees, she doesn't see, don't make any difference. 7-11, 7-11. Right. So, there are many Gemores Mefaroshes, even Mishnayos, naked Rambam. Now, we saw all the Gemores. So, one Gemore that is connected, that is naked Rambam, there's the Gemore that from the Zion. There's the Gemore that from the Zion of the Beis. There's the Gemore that from the Zion of the Beis. Gemore says, Omar Abaye, Minuami Nero. Omar Abaye, Minuami Nero. The time you can do so, Kaki Nirigoso. My Nirigoso, when is it a bit, Sirashi Leome. After Nirigoso, she will be still a Sirashi Leome. And Gemore says that Nirigoso, when is it a Yefshe. Why is it Yefshe? Because if she came is of the day, so then, the do not commence. So maybe it's Yevshe. And that price that makes the Yalkut say, holds like a razor, the Dovin Yevshe is Yevshe. So it's the more precious that once she becomes a Zibbe Bele, so then, so it's Yevshe. So the reason is why the Yidoso is in winning the Zibbe, not because of any special award. Because it's Yevshe. Because the Yemenite did not begin. Did not begin. So, it's in the fair shape, right? Like the Rambanchi. That's one thing. Then there is another Yemenite. Kinege, the three heads. There's a Yemenite that from the tails of the base. The Masho is so gracious. Because so far, there's some doubt. Why? Because so Rashi explained that in the Nikopra Popin is the Kosovanid, peace in this of his evil, Messrin Zayn, dying in the Ria Dugo, whom he in the Ashozaina Dashia, we have a new Zayn, we have the El New Zayn. Do you name Shawil the ways? So we see that it's not an untold treasure. It's not an untold treasure. That's the second Gemara, that is counter to Mishnah's Rambam. Now, the third that we need to go over the time, what I told you to go over, and I'm not going to go over the whole Gemara, but just the Mishnah. Ilera. Tavches. Tavches on the down. A Pesach will take a Pochus Nishivo. The Yeser of the Zion. In other words, and then the price explains the mission. Tomer Abor, take a shom bo yimecho, tomer bo yisi pis choshivoso. Shnei yom tomer bo yisi pis choshivoso. Shleishi yom tomer bo yisi pis choshivoso. Abo yom tomer bo yisi pis choshivoso. Chamish yom tomer bo yisi pis choshivoso. Shisho yom tomer bo yisi pis choshivoso. Shiva yom tomi ho yisi pisho shnei shoso. Shnei yom tomi ho yisi pisho shnei moso. Tishi yom tomi ho yisi pisho ahadoso. Aso yom tomi ho yisi pisho ahadoso. Aso ahadoso pisho tisho. Shnei moso pisho shnei no. Shnei shoso pisho shivo. Shei pesar vitele poches in shivo. Vilo yeser al shivos. In other words, if a woman is mixed up, she doesn't know where she is. Whether she's in the Yizide, the beginning of Yizide, the end of Yizide, the beginning of Yizide, the middle of Yizide, the end of Yizide, she doesn't know anything. So there are all kinds of possibilities. And she has a business down. And she comes to the Chochem and she says, you're in Echot Topicus. I saw, and let's say, and the, and the first of this, that the first I mentioned it now in order to make it easier to mention examples. So the first of this on Sunday, and the first of this I saw now. I don't know whether it was the beginning of immediately or the end of the end of immediately, I don't know anything. And she is interested in establishing the best. And Awohim is that in the immediate, so in the Yom Kippur, so she can be divorced. In the immediate, she cannot be divorced. So she wants to know. She wants to know how can she be sure of being kibas ivest, of being kibas. So the Chochem will tell her, you saw one day on the first of this, you don't know where you are, whether you need it, it's either beginning, the end, the middle. So in order to be sure that you are kibas ivest, if you will have the Chol HaPochetz. Now in the first of this, so you saw that if you will have at least 17 intervening days before you see them again, so the moment you see them again, after an intervening period of clean, of 17 clean days, you can be sure that you are kibbutzless. Because no matter what happened, we don't know what happened. But if, let's say, she on the first of this and she sees that, and that's just one day. Now the first of this might be the end of him is there. It might be the beginning of him in there. It might be the end of him in there. It might be the beginning of Yimizide, or any one of the days in the middle. We don't know, I mean, there are so many possibilities. But if, so the Chochem tells us, if you will not sit down until the 19th of this, so then, and if prior to the 19th of this you will not sit down, you can be sure that you can be the realist. In other words, if she sits down in the 19th of this, with an intervening period of 17 days, besides the first, and the 19th of this, so then she is sure to be kibbutzless. Suppose she'll sit down on the 23rd, she'll also be kibbutzless. She'll see on the 21st, but if she'll sit down on the 18th of this, she cannot be sure that she's kibbutzless. Why not? Because there is a possibility among the numerous, you know, permutations and combinations. So one possibility is that the first of Nisan was the first of the immediate. If the first, that's the biggest one. That's the biggest one. So if the first of Nisan is the beginning of the immediate, so that means from the first of Nisan till the second of Nisan, will be the Yimide, and then from the 8th of Nisan till the 18th of Nisan will be the Yimide. If she sits down on the 19th of Nisan, so she is sure to be Kibas Veset. Kibas Veset. Now, suppose she sits down on the 20th of Nisan, on the 25th, on the 30th of Nisan, on the 1st of year, on the 5th of year, and no doubt between the first of Nisan and the fifth of the year, so of course she'll be sure to be kibbutzless. But if she will sit down, the next year will be on the 18th of Nisan, then she cannot be sure that she's kibbutzless, because maybe the first of Nisan was the first of the cycle of the day. So maybe the 8th of Nisan will begin the first of the Dalet of Yimizide. So the 18th of Nisan, when she sees that again, is the last day of Yimizide, and she cannot be Kibas Veset. But if she'll see, so this is what the Mishnah says, in Pesach v'teyeh Poches Mishino, v'lo yeser al-Mitzah. In other words, what if you part the Shiva? In other words, suppose she comes to the Hochem and says, I so doubt, and the first of Nisim, the second of Nisim, the third of Nisim, every day is in succession, until the 13th of Nisim. So then the Chochem will tell her, so if you have an intervening period of 7 clean days, then you will sit down, so you are sure, to be Kedasa, that's a big reels, So this is what Misha says, a Pesach will be a Chochem Nisim. That's in the case where she slows down for 13 days in succession, and she is all mixed up, she doesn't know where she is. So then the best thing will tell her, the Chochem will tell her, if you will have an intervening period of 7 days, 7 clean days, and then you will sit down, so then you are sure to be Kedias. We will yes, I will say. So then the guys explain, Tom Ramon, Tia Shon, will you have a Tomilisi? Peace for Shivosa. Shnei Yom Tomilisi. Peace for Shivosa. Now, the Kashi explained, Pesach, Tulas Nidish, and said, we needed the guys. Hoas Rayen in the Shisha. Vihu, Hoas Oshnayim in the Hamisha Behem. But in Hoas Okol Shivo, in Postal Erev, in Oles Shameshes, or in Shri Meir Echadim in Mizivo, Achadas Ayei. So Rashi explains the count of him needing his even in accordance with the Ramban Shiva. There's the Shiva of Omer Shem. But when Allah said, Kol Shiva, the Pasuk Ha'er of the Velas of Shameshes, and when Yishvi Veyu Echavim in Mizire, Ahadosa Yei, she Allah said, when you mechot the Yishnayim, she may have seen it again, we develop, we Allah said, when people with Sufim Ha'avuz of Yimuchet, who do this sphere, Zayim Yikim, we call, we wash from the Yisidigo, Chayde Sheshono, and Chizemes of Kilas Nidus, Ashitei Shevshima Yikim, Yoshua Zayim Yikim. So this is what Kasha says, the moment she comes to Rabbi Leila, the Yimini, the cycle of Yimini do not begin, does not begin until she counted Zion King. We also have a class leader who made a shisha of Yehud. He said, as a young Kuan Forest, we were also listening now, yet he would took him in his own best, I can't be was a son of Israel, he called me also, have a class leader. So, in Pesach, the day of Pochet Mishimo, the day of Shavua, as I learned in the Das, in the Midosa, in the Israel Hadoso, Shalzimo, in Chizeres, the Pesach Midosa, the Pochet Mizayim Kim, who is our Mizayim Kim for the one. So the whole Mishnah and the Price is based upon the premise that when a woman becomes a Zobe, so this, the commencement of the meeting is suspended until she comes by the king. Otherwise, the whole Chesed doesn't come. Sami, and the Rabbah himself mentions all the Dalores. So we have three Gemores and Chumashes, named the Rambush. Now, the Chavizdas. Chavizdas is on this shot. This is Chavizdas. So Chavizdas puts a limitation upon the Shia Rambah. He says that the Rambah couldn't say in regard to a woman who has a message from what that the cheshbon of the cycles of Yimini is Ive, of the cheshbon of the cycles of Yimini is Ive, is an amateur of cheshbon 7-11-7-11. Because the Torah spells out in regard to Izobe, below Eitz Nidoso. What does it mean below Eitz Nidoso? Below Eitz Nidoso means, below Eitz Nidoso means it's not natural. It's not natural. So, the essential feature of the Nizime is that it's abnormal, it's pathological to have a flow, to have a menstrual flow in those days. So, how could a woman, let's say, suppose now, and then there are so many Gemores, and Gemores says that the average anal, is Yim Shleish. That's the reason as to why, if a woman does not have a basic of Torah, so she has to be chesheshes for the Yemen. Why? Because that's the usual demise. Now, according to Rambam's cheshet of 7-11, and certainly if a woman has a basic, has a period every 30th day, so that's a basic of Torah. But according to the Rambam Shite of an uninterrupted cheshet of 7-11, so, how is it in the Sikhubwa? The first 7 days are Yimini. Then from the 8th till the 18th is Yimini. From the 19th to the 25th is Yemenideke. From the 26th to the 36th is Yemenideke. So that means if a woman has every 30th a real time, so it means she has a Yemenideke. Because the days between 26 and the 36th are Yemenideke. So the 30th day is Yemenideke. And we have so many Gemaras that that's most women. So that's the best of Rosh Hashanah. So, and how could we be considered Yemenideke just because according to the Cheshbon of 7-11, it's Yemenideke. But the Torah calls Yemenideke Loyensidoso. If a woman has a certain regularity and she sees God every 27th day or every 30th day, so that's her Yemenideke. How could it be more Yemenideke than every 30th day? But according to the Cheshbon of 7-11, it's Yemenideke. The answer is, when the Rambam says 7-11, that's in respect to a woman who is with nothing. Sometimes on the 25th, sometimes on the 19th. Anyway, not regular. So then the eighth Nidoso would be according to this pattern of 7-11, 7-11. You doubt why is it according to this pattern? Because the Rambam says that if you don't feel that follow immediately upon actual news, it's abnormal for a woman to have menstrual flow. Every doctor will tell you. So it's not abnormal. If a woman had an initial E on the first of this, it wouldn't be pathological if she'll have another E on the 19th of this. But if she'll have on the 15th of this, it's abnormal. So the male sins some women can have. Can some normal women can have the rear every 19th day, but no normal woman will have the rear every 15th day. So because of that, in regard to a woman who is not regular, who does have the same, who can have the period any day, so then we follow this pattern of the general pattern that apply to all women in general. In other words, because the Talocha Mishnah Sinai, but Talocha Mishnah Sinai itself, the Ramban says, is based upon Mitzias. The Mitzias is that it's natural for a woman to have the Rias down every 19th day, but it's not natural for a woman to have the Rias down every 18th day, every 17th day, every 16th day, or 15th day, or every 8th day. So the male, that's the general pattern of norms for women in general. So there we say, if a woman will have initially on the first of the month, and then she'll have another year, and then she'll have a year, let's say on the 27th, so it's Yemenideke, it's Loyensidoso. Since she doesn't have a Mesekrowa, so she doesn't have her own individual pattern. So we have to apply to her the general pattern for all women. Why is that the general pattern for women in general? Because for women in general, it is normal to have the Rias Dam every 19th day. It's not normal to have the Rias Dam every 18th day. So we may have vis-à-vis a woman who does not have a Mesek Kavua, so we follow the unadopted Chayshim of 7-11. So the male, we can answer with so many stirets, the Morash and Kavashas, neged the shite of the Rambam. Now, one, the Morash and Kavashas, the Braise, is the Morash, that from the Zion Reis, Omar Abai Yom Amin Lo Nitani Meudoso Kach Meudoso Ma Yomidoso Yom Ruy Mizive Yom Ruy Mizive. So the Gemara says, because it's the Efsher. So why is it the Efsher Because the Yemenite did not begin since the decay of his own daylight. But the Rambam says they do begin uninterruptedly. The answer is this crisis reference to a woman who has a Nesek Kavua. If a woman has a Nesek Kavua, so it is. So in other words, any Rie, because the Rambam himself says that she who has a starts a new cycle of Yemenite sins. So not only, so this is the point of the Chiddush, by Chabad, not only she lies, any period, any years down that conforms to the pattern of the vessel, starts in me again. Even though according to the uninterrupted tragedy, it should be king in his evening. But once a woman has a years down in accordance with the vessel, so that commences in the day. For the same reason, in the Yeshiva vessel. So it also commences. It starts in the day. So this Braise is reference to a woman as a vessel of Ruach. So there the Rambam agrees with the Rambam. When does Rambam say that some of the tradition if she was not a vessel? Now, the other Gemara is not this one. We call it that. The Gemara that one says definitely discusses a woman who has a vessel of blood. Who you are you to see every 22nd day? So in melee, in regard to such a woman. So it's in middle piece of resonance. How about the Mishnah Yerachim? The Mishnah Yerachim, the Mishnah says that Kele, so Shavuah so Yimechot, So in order to be sure, to be today I invested the bill, so she must, so the next prayer must take place after the Chorashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashash And that's based upon the premise that once a woman becomes his object, so the commencement of the cycle of Nidia is suspended. So Kavitasa is something that is very reasonable, but there are certain difficulties in the Russian language. So Kavitasa says that insofar as the halacha now, we saw there is a machlokes between Tesis and Rambam. On one hand, Shmuel says But Rabbi Yechanan says, Isha Kobaslo Vesem Tisech Yimei Zivos. So Tisha says, there is Machloki between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. The Ramban says, no, there is no Machloki. But Shmuel has reference to Imayim Sosu. And Shmuel has reference to Imayim Pesua. And Rabbi Yechanan, who says, the Isha Kobaslo Vesem Tisech Yimei Zivos, has reference to Yimei Zivos on Tisha Imayim Sosu. This, in other words, so when Shmuel says that the Yisho Kvas the rest of the Sikhi means it was all his reference to the case where women so down, let's say, on the 1st of Nisan and the 15th of Nisan, on the 1st of the year and the 15th of the year, on the 1st of Sivan and the 15th of Sivan, so it's a Mayim Pesua, so it's a Yisho Kvas. When Rabbi Yechanan says Yisho Kvas the rest of the Sikhi means it was all, he has reference, the Ramban says, Rabbi Yechanan has reference to the case where she's so down, on the 1st of this year, and on the 1st of the year, and on the 20th of the year, and on the 1st of the year. So the third Riyah was in this year. The third Riyah on the 1st of Sivan. So it was within the Dalek Kane, because in view of the fact that she had the Riyah down on the 20th of the year, she saw down on the 1st of this year. On the 1st of the year, on the 20th of the year, and on the 1st of Sivan. So the third year was in Yimei Sivan. So in such a case, Rabbi Yechanan says, Ishkabas Yasin. That's the Rambam Shite. What is the Rambam Shite? The Rambam Shite, so the Chavitah says, and it's Mashma from the Rambam's Rosh. that way. And there is no mystery between Shmuel's memory and Rabbi Yechiel's memory. But when Shmuel says, a Nisha Kedas or Besek, Besek, he made it also, he has reference to the Yudal Kheim that follow immediately upon the 7 days of actual news. So she's not Kedas. She's not Kedas of actual news. But, and when Rabbi Yechiel says that, when Rabbi Yechiel says that, that and he shows the vast of Eshmusichim in the Wasol, Rabbi Yechiel has reference to the uninterrupted Chemish of the Yidale Kheim that follow immediately upon the 7 days of the Tarhuyim news, in accordance with the uninterrupted Chemish. Because even though the Shia Zahamba means that as far as the Yidah and the Yidzibah are concerned, so, it follows the cycle of Yidah and Yidzibah as such, follow an uninterrupted tradition of 7-11, but this Allah, that any Yishok Vas, or Vesel, Yisrael, Shemei, Zivosa, that Shmuel says, that's not based upon the aloha of Yisive or Yinide per se. That's based upon Yitzias. Because the whole concept of Vestas is based upon Yitzias. In other words, because a woman has a certain tendency, or she cultivated a habit, of having the menstrual flow in accordance with a certain pattern, in accordance with a certain cycle. Now, so why do we say that a Vestas basically is also cannot be established? Because if 3 years or 4 years took place in the Yudale Kheim that follow immediately upon actual news, so all these years are grounded in pathology, in an abnormal condition. So how can that be considered as a pattern when it's grounded in a sickness? So how can you say this woman has to follow up this pattern and has to be separated from her husband? Because in all probability she will see down in accordance with that pattern. That pattern itself is bounded in sickness. Once she's cured of that condition, so then she's not going to follow up the pattern. So that's the reason why Shmuel says, Elisha Kibas Lavese, Bisech Yimizimoso. It's not on the basis of the Aloche of Yimizim. Insofar as Zobek Tamen, Zobek Dila are concerned, that's based upon the Chalishem Yimizim Yimizim. So I call it the Rambam, it's an item of the Cheshire. But as far as the Aloche of Elisha Kibas Lavese, Bisech Yimizimoso, that's based upon Mitzias. Upon a physiological phenomenon. The physiological phenomenon is true of the Yudal Fiyin that follow immediately actual news. Not the Yudal Fiyin that follow immediately upon the possible news when actually she did not become news. So in Mele, there is no mystery. Shmuel, when he says, he means the Yimizive of the Rambam, the Yidale Kheim that follow immediately upon the 7 days of actual news. And the Rabbi Yechiel has reference to the Yimizive of the Rambam, in other words, of the Yidale Kheim that follow immediately upon the 7 days that were all news. But actually, there was no news. So, as far as the physiological phenomenon is concerned, so she can give us a message. Then she says, so in Mele, he says, the whole Mishnah, the Christ in Mele, discusses a woman who comes to a Kohen and she has the Shire. I saw that in the first of this, and I want to be sure when I'll be giving a message that will have the real effect of the message for me. So the Kohen tells her, if there will be an intervening period of 17 clean days, and then you will see after the period of 17 clean days, so you are sure that you can hear this. So in other words, the whole Mishnah, the whole Isaac has reference to a woman who has a basic of what? So, as far as a woman, as far as clear specific, is concerned that. So if the Rambam will agree in regard to clear specific, the Rambam will also agree with the Rambam. The Rambam will only agree. The Rambam is chelikan Rambam in regard to the halachas of the kamilis, of the tablets, of the veilah, or anything. But in regard to clear specific, the Rambam has the same shita as the Rambam. That's why the Rambam is able to pass him. So actually, you see, one chidesh, the Chacham Yehuda says in order to insert the spirit from the Mishnah in Erech. So as far as the Mishnah in the place in Erech is concerned, he doesn't have to say that the Rambam's halacha applies only to a woman who does not have a masculine. As far as the kasha from the Gemara in Erech is concerned, we could say the Rambam Shite applies to all women, even a woman who has a basic of work. But the Mishnah in Erech and the Brayis in Erech discusses clear specific, as far as clear specific is concerned. And the halacha means in Mishnah Kepas, the Pesach, the Sechit, the Zivoso, there, Yimei Zivoso does not mean Yimei Zivoso. What is considered in Zivah Ligabe becoming is of a Tamil becoming is of a Tele. But Ligabe Kriya Svese, so there the Mezib also means the Yudana Tlein that follow the 7 days of Exodus. And if that had been the only spirit against the Rambam, so then the Hamidahs wouldn't have to make say any other thing. But otherwise, the Ma'ai said that the Abayim mentions, and the Lord of Rakpoke, the Nido Pisco being Chotzayim in Yom. So because of the Kashe presented by the other two Gemores, so the Hamizdas imposes that limitation upon Shizam. So, of course, it answers the Kashe's from the Gemore, but there are certain difficulties in the Lashon Hara. Okay, now for tomorrow we should go over in the two and in the Mechaber, Simikur Pidawel, and with the paths and the shachs.
Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, Hashem Tov Shem Mem Beis, July 21st, 1982.
Reba Noshe Yishlem Beset. Lira is Bizman Yodua. Kolachas of Bizman. Ustam Beset, Mishnei Shem Yei, Ulam Yei. Yichol Kishin Yishlo Beset Kavua, Bola O Shalom Bishas Vestok Moshe Yotze. Veinitzricho Dike. Veadara, אין לו ליב דיקל פליטש אני נעלת לה בשביל את הרמב״ם שלא אין רמב״ם איזה יוחד אם נחשיב שבקוז הקורק לרמב״ם even though the Rambam doesn't say it's obligatory to make it dike kili tashkis it's obligatory even בזמן הזה for a woman to make it dike lacha tashkis but kili tashkis is not obligatory but there is in the success מה שאין כן according to all the other שאין not only is there in the sinners, it's not a proper thing because shemu yoi libidi the other half ain't no libidi with the kashmish so you live in mikveh, you pay us but in other words, the husband will see she keeps on making the kid for kashmish he'll become inhibited and he'll be chenshi to her maybe she sees down and she doesn't tell him I mean, it might be conducive to many problems but kol amal the libidi shemu yoi bistash tashmish but that don't get shemu yoi suppose hours before Tashmish secretly without the husband knowing she makes it dike because she is extra cautious in case she sees down so then she'll tell her husband so then as long as she does it under such circumstances that the husband is not going to find out but if she does it in a way that the husband might find out, so then it's a misa, because it might be kalyu. The husband might appreciate her that she sees down and she doesn't tell him. So it might create problems. Aber kol amar bo yishol bishakash mitzad yom shebachas u bishas vesto so rifis mimeno ein achas so that's a gemore yishuas the exalted is the Yisrael in the second period yishuas Azorah v'ezaltim to the Yisrael that's in the parasha of Nidah of Zohar. So v'ezaltim to the Yisrael Azorah with the Yisrael she appears in some of the best. So what does it mean? Now, so there is a machlekes Hashem as to whether Now, there is a machlekes in the law as to whether best is the Raisa or best is the Rabbanon. Now, what's the nachtimine whether we say best is the Raisa or best is the Rabbanon? According to Mandoma, best is the Raisa. So if a woman has a best kavua to sit down on the 25th day, and suppose she, on the 25th day, she didn't make any decay, now it's the 28th day. So they're not allowed to be together. Even though she makes a dick on the 20th day and finds it clean, because according to Mandoma, this is the right, we have to change. Maybe on the 25th day she would have detected it. There was just a mild flow. So she was not aware of it. Had she made a dick on the 25th, she would have detected it. And now it's already too late. So in other words, she has to count if the 25th day has passed by and she didn't make a decay, even though she's not aware of any abortion. So with the right say, she's not allowed to be with the husband unless she counts 7 days as of the 25th day. So then the mother, even if she did sit down, so she counted 7 days. She counted 7 days. That's according to Mandoma, best the right, according to Mandoma, best the Rabbono. So then, even if she didn't make it decay on the 25th day, so after the 25th day, she's allowed to be with the husband. So, we pass like the Mandoma, vest is the Rabbanon. So, of course, it goes without saying that according to Mandoma, vest is the Raisa. So, just as we say vest is the Raisa in regard to being born. Lacha in Sabeset. So is not allowed if we say that I say. So certainly to be born Sabeset on the 25th day is certainly the Raisa. The Machlekes L'Sheinim is Alun Hilchas. Since we pass like Mandoma Vest is the Rabbanon. So that means that vis-a-vis subsequent to the Inna Sabeset. So he's allowed to be boiler, even though she didn't make it decay in the Zalese. So some of the Shem say, so the Raisa is allowed to be boiler, some of the Vestals. He's allowed to be boiler, some of the Vestals also. And some of the Shem say, but the Gemara says, Yishuas, as all of the soil shall be, she gives you some of the best of shall be out of the soil. That's not smart. It's only in Israel Rabbanon. But in the Raisa, it's Muta. And some of the Shem, of the Thomas, the Rayosha, he is the one who says that even according to Mandoma, best is the Rabbanon. Even according to Mandoma, best is the Rabbanon. Still, so vis-a-vis subsequent to the Bethlehem Abbasid, he's allowed to be born, even though she didn't make it, they can't be in a vessel. But vis-a-vis some of the Vesto, so that's what some of the guys. Why? If we don't say that Erev is manipul, we got the Lahara vessel, so why should we say Erev is manipul, Kingdom of Vesel? Why should we also love Erev? So the Yehuda in Siman and Vol, he explains it on the basis of the principle in the Gemara, Shemo Meisloi Hashino, Shemo Yomos Hashino. So here too, Shemo Pilsomigo Loi Hashino, because she has a Hasokim Mikor. But, so Lachar Adina Meset, so he's allowed to be born. And we do not have to be.